I'm trying not to get ahead of myself. There's a great Onion thing about, like, Cubs fans cautiously optimistic after Arrieta pitches six consecutive no-hitter and Cubs wins 30th straight game. Like, they are, again, like, it's early, things can change, but right now they have a run differential after 26 games that is, I think, equal to the 1939 Yankees, which is the best record, I think, ever, who has also set the record for run differential. They've scored the most runs in the majors, and they've allowed the fewest in the majors. They're just playing insane baseball. They're 20-6. It's a very weird feeling as a Cubs fan. Like, it's completely foreign. It does give me a kind of uncanny valley heebie-jeebies in the same way that, like, the rise of Trump did. Like, someone has broken the seventh seal, and we are really in, you know, the book of Revelation, because this is just wrong. This is not right that this team is so not just good, but sort of effortlessly dominant and confident and relaxed. And, you know, again, all that can change, and they've only played 26 games, but, like, it is really unbelievable. Now, the other thing I've gotten ahead of myself, and I also have been noting the Mariners' success and rooting for them, just the same way that I root for the Seahawks and the Browns entirely because of TBDL, with an admixture of pity. The problem is, I'll never forget this. In 2004, I was 25 in 2004, and I took 2 months off from writing and stuff to go basically be a field organizer for the League of Conservation Voters that was trying to get John Kerry elected in Wisconsin in the suburbs of Dane County around Madison. We had headquarters in Madison. And one of the field organizers at that office was, like, this ultimate, like, Red Sox masshole kind of dude. And and I say masshole sort of lovingly, but you know the type. Yes. Like go Sox, like Brady, yeah, like Yankee Noma! Sox, that whole thing. Yeah, Noma! Exactly. And that poor bastard had to be there during the, you know, probably the greatest postseason, like, we were there every night with the game on, you know, out of deference to him, because we all, with the game on every night as they came back from down 3-0 against the Yankees, and they won that, and they won the World Series. And I remember being in there, like, when the Sox won the World Series, and, like, we're doing call time, which is, like, calling up volunteers to beg them to come to shifts, because the timing of this are such that, you know, the World Series is happening a week before the election, or right around there. And so I keep thinking to myself, like, oh my God, I'm going to be trapped in, like, like, I'm going to be in, like, Youngstown, Ohio, in, like, a swing state.
Right.
Like, doing, like, shows when instead of being in Wrigley Field for this whole thing. But, of course, I'm getting ahead of myself.
Let me ask you this.
You're going to be asking them if they can – can it be – all in with Chris Hayes at 11 o'clock at night instead?
Exactly.
Because I'm trying to watch this baseball game.
Honestly.
Okay, here's my question for you. Cubs win – but so does Trump. Do you take that deal?
You know, I have actually spent a lot of time thinking about this. I'm not joking. Like, I have honestly thought to myself, like, if the devil came to me and said, like, look, here it is. Like, this is the deal. Like, the Cubs win the World Series and Donald Trump becomes president. It's a package deal, and you could take that or you can leave it. I mean, look, I want to, obviously...
I love ridiculous. That you can't answer it.
I want to say, obviously, of course, baseball doesn't matter. And yes, obviously, I would reject that deal. But I can't actually even make myself verbalize those words.
Wow.
When you start convincing yourself that the executive branch of the government really has limited power.
Exactly. You know, well, I'd be like, you go back to Lucifer, you call him back, you're like, or you text him, you're like, so are we talking like a deadlocked Democratic Congress? What's the Supreme Court situation? Yeah. Like, just, well, let's walk through this a little bit.
Like, Obamacare is safe. Obamacare's locked in, right? Like, they're not touching
right,
that.
Exactly.
So,
you're
okay.
Not gonna get rid of Obamacare.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
I appreciate your honesty here, Chris. It's nice for you to have a place you can come say things that would probably get you kicked off of your fancy television show. It's good you have that release.